Hello, welcome to 1-2 Radio. That's 1-2radio.com, and you are listening to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, listening to 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is creating balance in your life, creating balance in your life. How can one do that? But before I start that, I'd like to mention a few items here. Go check me out on my website. That's remoteenergytherapy.com or jimkomar.com. Please check me out there. And also, I'm an advisor, psychic, and a medium on 12listen.com. So give me a call. I'm available on 12listen.com. And my topic tonight is creating balance in your life. And I'm going to start off with this comes from the Course in Miracles. Love brings up all unlike itself. In other words, love will bring up different things all the time. It may not be, most of the time good, but maybe not so good, depending on your outlook here. But what life is for you is your best life and the life you are meant to live. So here we are. What life is for you is your best life and the life you are meant to live. And the life that will bring you the most happiness, satisfaction with the least effort. Now, Course in Miracles, a course that was, you could say, translated back in, I believe it was the 40s. Yeah, 40s, maybe late 30s. Yeah, late 30s. You could say channeled through a woman. And you could say you could say the Course in Miracles is about the teachings of Christ, the teachings of all creation for that matter. So what is going to bring you the most happiness and satisfaction with the least effort? When you got to put it, and you can say by me putting out a lot of effort, it's probably, you may not think, well, I don't like that idea. Or you might think a lot of effort is a good thing for me. So depending on what your state of mind is and how you're feeling, you could say, can bring balance to your life, or bring you out of balance at times. And the question is, what plan do you have in your life? What plan do you have in your life? That's a good question. You know, maybe you already have a plan and you're following you're living your plan. You are your plan. So if that's the case, then you're there. You could say that balance is already there because you're living your dream, you're living your happiness, you're satisfied. And you could say, since you're living your dream and you feel balanced about your dream, well, guess what? You could say happiness and satisfaction comes with least effort. You see, when you're living something that you really like and embrace, what happens? Happiness and satisfaction with the least amount of effort on your part, because you're loving it. You're showering it with, you could say, whatever that thought or whatever that success is that you're creating in your life. And it's also, do you think that, do you think that there is a grandmaster plan for your success? Well, I believe that there's a grandmaster plan for every one of us out on this beautiful planet of ours. And because of that, one can just tap into it. One can try to discover it on their own. And is your plan of your life, is it about, you could say, structure? Structure from which you create a great future? A structure that you create a great future of your choice? So is that the grand plan? Well, yeah, think about it. That is a grand plan. That means whatever you decide to create in your life in a balanced fashion, that your future, by you choosing, you could say you create a great future with your choice. What are you doing? Doing, you could say, creating more success in my life, feeling good about what I do, when you start feeling good about what you do, you could say you're in a balanced state. Your emotional aspect of who you are, that mental aspect of who you are, and the physical aspect of who you are. And it's also recognizing that your plan is so that you can bring more balanced aspects to who you are. In other words, you create something, you want to create, but you have an idea you create in your life. And that plan you put into, you say, you put it out there into the world. Whatever that plan is, it doesn't matter. Okay. So that plan is out there. And by you say, by you recognizing that you can bring more balanced aspects of yourself by choosing something that thrills you, that excites you about being alive, that creates something in your life that makes it all worthwhile for you. It's like living your life in which all good things come to you easily with no stress, or the effect is to achieve what you want. So when you live your life, you could say living your life with all the good things that come easy to you, and we're talking about no stress, and no stress, you could say the effect to achieve is what you want, because when you take the stress out of the equation here, it's easy to achieve. But when you keep the stress in the equation, even if you're an adrenaline junkie, you know, you have to get the adrenals up to get yourself self-motivated or whatever. Well, you know, there's ways of addressing, you could say, if you need that adrenal energy, then use it. But don't be stressed out to get there to use it. Just switch it on. It's like a switch. You can do that. Your adrenals are located right above your kidneys. So just in your mind's eye, just turn it on if you need it. If you don't need it, don't touch your adrenal gland. Just don't touch that hormone. So creating this good life is all about your choices. And you get to the point where everything in your life clicks because you're in this good place that no matter what happens, you're going to feel good about what you do. Even if it's not a success, you might say, okay, the next time I'm going to do it differently so I can be successful. And when you start clicking, you say clicking in life. And when I mean clicking in life, that means you feel balanced. You feel good about what you're doing. No one can stop you. You're unstoppable. Now that's a beautiful thing right there, that you're unstoppable. No matter what is going on in the world around you, you just keep on succeeding. You just keep on allowing yourself these ideas to come through you to create that balance, whatever that balance is for you. And it is also about connecting to your inner wisdom here. And you know, creating balance in your life is you connecting to that inner wisdom of who you are. We all have it in our side of ourselves. Trust that your inner wisdom is just as good as mine. Your neighbors, your friends, family members, it doesn't matter. You connecting into that beautiful self of yours that has all that knowledge so that the information that can shift you, you could say this information, by you connecting on your inner wisdom, this information can shift you very fast and at a very steady pace. In other words, you come up with something to create balance. And it might be maybe your workplace is out of balance. Well, and then you decide to think about it differently. And then all of a sudden, you connect in that inner wisdom, and all of a sudden, things are changing. You could say the shift is big. It's steady, it's fast, and before you know it, you're liking your work again. You're loving your work again because you're seeing it differently, because you could say that inner wisdom allowed you to change your perception. There you go. Now you've just created balance in your work life. And this wisdom is the wisdom that holds the answers to create balance and satisfaction in your life. That inner wisdom can create balance and satisfaction. And that's the important thing. When you are balanced, when you are satisfied, life is good. No matter what happens, you're going to succeed at whatever you're trying to do. Whether it's going across town to go to a store or writing a book that you've always wanted to write. It doesn't matter. You're always going to have success, satisfaction. And wisdom takes you inside of yourself. Since that wisdom takes you inside of yourself, you're not looking outwardly or outward for your creation of that inner balance of who you are, who you can be. What's your potential there when you are in this beautiful balanced state? And the question is, who are you? And what do you do? Who am I? What do I do? What do I do? Well, you know, you could say right now I'm on 1-2 radio and I'm talking to my beautiful audience, all the men and women out there. Am I meant to do this? Well, you know, when I first started out, I was very nervous about this, but now I feel good about what I'm doing. So therefore, when I'm on air talking to all the, my beautiful audience out there, I feel very balanced. I feel, you say, well adjusted. And so by you paying attention to who you are rather than what you do, this is what I'm talking about, to create balance. By you paying attention to who you are rather than what I do. You know, I'm a lawyer. I'm a doctor. I'm a engineer. I'm a painter, whatever. I'm an artist. It doesn't matter what you do. That's all outside stuff. You are paying attention to who you are internally. That's why you're accessing that, you could say, that inner wisdom of who you are, of who you are capable and what you are capable of doing. Well, this enables you to be empowered, to show the world that how wonderful and how the good you bring to the world, how wonderful you are and the good you bring to the world. You see, by you identifying and paying attention to who you are rather than what you do, you're empowering yourself. And when you empower yourself, you're bringing balance to yourself. Because now you're no longer allowing the outside world to influence you. In other words, what I mean by the outside world influencing you, persuading you to do something you don't want to do because you know it's not who you are. And it's important to recognize that you bring forth, you could say, a more productive way of thinking. This is a recognition that you're bringing forth the most productive way of being for yourself, of being in balance, of you thinking on your own and not being pushed around by others. Whether they're your friends or enemies, it doesn't matter. When you start going inside and creating that balance inside of you, this allows you to get what you want anytime, any place, anywhere. It's also important to take action in this world. You have to do the doing. You just can't think about something. You still have to go through the process of doing. We do live in this physical world, so we have to follow through with you creating this balance by you recognizing your inner wisdom and you recognizing that you are empowered to change your world anytime, any place you want to. But it's important to recognize that you have to take action in this world. Whatever that action is, it doesn't matter. When you take the action, you're completing the process here, hence creating even more balance. You could say more than just thinking about being in balance, you're actually creating a balance with internally inside of you. And by you taking action, guess what you're doing? You're creating life success, life fulfillment. When you start taking action on these ideas that you think is going to make you a more balanced individual for yourself. And when you're more balanced with yourself, the people around you, they want to be around you more and they like you. They like you in that state. They like you that way. And by you doing that, guess what you're doing? You're maintaining a present sense of who you are. And when you're in the present moment, the world is yours. The world is your oyster. The world is for you to have and to have what you want in this world. And it's also the aspect when you start doing the doing and taking, you know, taking, creating success in your life, creating balance in your life, creating fulfillment in your life, you are now, excuse me, tapping into that spiritual realm of who you are. And the spiritual realm even brings more wisdom because you're tapping into the great wisdom of the universe, of creation itself there. And so that you are set up for life to receive all the unexpected by you doing this, by you start creating, you could say, taking action in the outside world, and then, you know, and feeling that success and fulfillment, and by you allowing all that to happen, you're opening the spiritual realm, and the next step is your life is going to be open to all the beautiful unexpected things to happen around you. Maybe you need more money in your life, and suddenly you have more money in your life, and you're not like, do I have to get a second job or third job in order to create money? Well, maybe not. Maybe you opened yourself up and all of a sudden you got a letter in the mail. Let's say you get a letter in the mail tomorrow when you've created that balance internally and you go, I don't want to get a third job or a second job. Okay. Guess what? And tomorrow morning you open the mailbox and there it is, a letter saying you just inherited $200,000. Let's say that one. We'll just put that number out there. See what you've just created? And that was pretty effortless on your part. All you had to do was be open to like that inner wisdom of who you are and creating more a balanced individual of who you are. And therefore, you start working on with the outside of you, and then the outside of you comes into you. You just got a letter saying you're going to inherit $200,000 from an uncle or something, or another family member. It doesn't matter who it is. The good part is that you needed the money and you were on your road to creating balance internally inside of you, and all of a sudden the world answered you with a $200,000 check. How beautiful. How easy and effortless that was on your part. Remember, when you're in balance, I said it's creating ease and effortless. To be effortless, and life is easy because there's nothing holding you back from yourself, because you believe in yourself, because you trust yourself, you trust your ideas, you trust your concepts. And when you start trusting who you are, you're creating more balance of who you are. And when you start creating this balance within you, you are now training your brain to change its old habits. And so here you are creating a balance with inside of you. Now you're retraining your brain to get rid of the old habits, those nasty habits that you don't like. So when you start, you could say retraining the brain to create what you need to create in this beautiful life in a balanced fashion, guess what? You could say the perspective of who you are has just gotten better, has just increased by 100-fold, has just taken you from, let's say you feel extremely balanced. Let's say you're feeling really good about life, and then you go, well, I'm just going to go out and buy a lottery ticket. And then you look at that lottery ticket the next day and you're the winner. Now, is that possible? Well, everything is possible when you're in a balanced state. Or for that matter, let's say you're looking for that true love, the true love of your life, the romance, all the good stuff that one expects in a positive, loving relationship. When you're in that balanced state, you're going to attract the right individual. They're going to be similar, you say, like-minded individuals are attracted to each other, particularly when you feel good about who you are. And so now here you are acting on how you feel, not what you think. By changing, okay, by you changing old habits in the brain, and you're getting a different perspective of who you are, now you can act on how you feel, not what you think you are or aren't, or for that matter, what you think, period. And this is action in motion, because you're doing it on a feeling basis. You're doing it on an emotional level. You're doing it on a logical level. You could say feelings are a combination of emotions and logic there to come to a, you could say, a very positive decision to change your life. In this case, creating balance. And now that you're taking action, as you pay attention to your desires, your dreams, your wishes, you are now discovering the stronger parts of who you are. And believe me, we all have those beautiful parts inside of us. We have weak parts, but that's okay. Maybe you can work on those parts, bring them up, like maybe gain more knowledge so they're no longer a weak part of you. They're actually an asset, a positive asset of who you are. And this is discovering these stronger parts, you could say, start you thinking on how you can attract the good things in your life. And what is it? Is it more money, more love, more whatever? It doesn't matter what it is. It could be material or non-material. Maybe it's like by you creating that balance, you create a peace of mind. And you never had peace of mind. Maybe that's the miracle right there. Maybe that's the miracle. And miracles happen all the time, every day, everywhere. It doesn't matter. There's no degree of difficulty. A miracle's a miracle. And now, as you focus on, you say, all the good, the great and wonderful ideas that you have to give to this world, you know, start using your intuition as a guide here. Start using that psychic realm of yours. Our intuition is there for us to succeed. Our intuition is there for us to believe that we can have anything we want at any time. But in order for that to happen, you've got to have some balance. You've got to start trusting yourself. You've got to start believing that you're capable of anything, of everything. And as you use your intuition to direct you, and you're letting go of ideas, you could say, as you use the intuition to direct you in that area that's going to put you on the map, that's going to allow you to have everything you want with little effort or stress. But I have a break coming up, second half of the show. I will be talking about creating balance, and also I will be taking phone calls in the second half. We can talk psychic, which I am, a psychic and a medium on 12listen.com, or we can talk about balance. Until then, peace and love. Talk to you in 5.
And you're listening to 12radio.com, changing the way you listen to the world.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 12listen advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
Hi, this is Louie, psychic advisor over at 1-2 Listen. Faith in the eyes of terror. Let us all keep on having faith in our human race. Let us all have faith on everything, having faith in love and in wisdom and our unconditional spiritual works in our lives. And everything that has already occurred, we need to choose to have hope and know that the universal presence and the power are active. Everything is happening in this moment. There is no excuse for the terror that exists in our world. We need to have faith that the universe is present and is in control of all the details. We cannot control all the outcomes, but that the universe has control of everything. We're all facing a physical and emotional challenge in these energies, and we need to focus our attention and belief on the details on everything. We have faith, and we have total healing power. Let's initiate this life-giving thought again and again, so we have the realization with increasingly greater healing power that we will begin to rise up within our minds and our heart and bless the world, even in its anger. I have faith in the universe. No matter what the negativity may arise during the days in our lives, even in regarding to ourselves or the things we hold so dearly, I choose to keep this one simple thought active of boundless love and faith that we will heal this planet's negative energy. Let us all be in the silent for the moment, or the verbal reminding ourselves of the path we wish to follow and the kind of person we want to be and the kind of people we want to exist on this planet. So in this mantra of healing faith, we need to choose forgiveness in all aspects of terror. Sometimes there are limitations that occur, appear, or persist in the life's events. Let's stay determined to consciously choose again and again and to stay in the positive energetic frequency and have the healing attitude towards any negative energy that comes to us in this lifetime. Choose to focus on the face in the eyes of terror. This is the way we find solace in our own human race. Blessings.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Paisley wins on rebuttal. Take 14. Please don't cry this time.
Far out, man. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Paisley Winsock. Some of you may know who I am, and others of you don't know who I am. But I gotta tell you, I had to say something because I was listening to 1-2 Radio the other day, listening to C.A. Brooks, and my buddy Mo was on, and I heard this.
Now, is there really a Paisley Winsock? I thought that was just an alter ego you made up.
Of course there's a Paisley Winsock. My goodness.
Oh, very funny, man. What are you guys laughing at? Let me tell you what. Maybe I question your existence or reality or whatever. Do you ever think of that? That maybe you guys are the figment of someone else's imagination? There you go, man. Can a figment of your imagination blow its nose? And further, 1-2 Radio, as real as it gets.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-3255. 303.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar, and thank you, Reverend, for blessing my show. that's a joke. Kind of a weird joke. Sorry about that. Anyway, my subject tonight is creating balance in your life. And, so I'm going to get back to the subject matter, and that's creating balance. You know, being in balance and having what you want anytime you want it with little effort you could say ease, with ease and little effort on your part. And I was talking about, like, earlier in the first part of the show, before I went on break, I was saying, throw your intuition into your equation, because your intuition is a good direction. You could say directs you in ways and places that 99.999% of the time are very positive and will get you more of what you want. And it's also let go of the idea that you have to be a particular, you know, like looking for a particular outcome. It has to be a particular outcome before you take action. Let go of that one. Because if you're waiting for something to happen, it may never happen. In other words, your ideas are ideas, our idea are ideas that you put out there. Without you could say waiting for the right action, you know, it has to be the right time, the right place, et cetera, et cetera. It may never happen. And it's also about you gaining wisdom. And what does this mean? Think about wisdom as memory of the soul. So you're tapping into your soul aspect of who you are. And when you start tapping into the soul aspect of who you are, you've got all this great, you could say, wonderful ideas, maybe things you've done in the past, previous incarnations, and you were successful then. Why can't you be successful now when you tap into that? So wisdom is the memory of your soul. And as you tap into, you know, your higher self there, which is the soul, that's who you are, your higher self. As you grow, the tendency is to lose this wisdom, which you came from. So as you grow up, you forget about this stuff. But if you tap back into it, guess what? You're there again. It doesn't take that much to open that aspect of yourself. Embrace that aspect of yourself. And by you allowing this wisdom to flow back into you, because you had it when you were younger, when you were a youngster, and society says, be present. Stay here now. Don't daydream. Don't do this. Don't do that. They told you everything what not to do. And of course, here you are, a little boy or a girl, depending on who you are. And then you start believing it, and you let that, you could say, all that beautiful wisdom go away. But now you have, with your intuition, open it again. See what comes through. Maybe more balance. And this way, I really believe that by you allowing this to flow through you, to reintroduce this part of yourself to you, you're creating more balance in that moment. And every time you do that, you're creating more balance. And when you start to recognize truths that you know, because you're tapping into this old information that is a part of you, that's always been there. So here you are recognizing these truths that you know, you just forgotten them. But they're never forgotten. All you have to do is access it. And as you drop You can say your habits. You can say habits that create negative things for you as opposed to the positive things that you'd rather have in your life. You learn that here you have an inner voice. Here you have this beautiful inner voice saying, you can do it. If you're looking for the perfect love, you can do it. If you're looking for the perfect job, you can do it. If you're looking to recreate yourself perfectly, well, you can do that too. You may not be perfect in the sense of being perfect, but you're going to be a whole lot better off. You could say a whole lot, the better side of you is just going to come out here. And people are going to go, wow, what does he have or she have? I want some of that stuff. Well, that's what it is. When you start doing this and you start expressing that balance out in the world, people are excited. They're going, whoa, okay, man, this is good. So at the same time, you're creating something wonderful yourself, that perfect balance or the balance, so that you can have whatever it is you want and create whatever you want. You're going to inspire others because they're going to be inspired by who you are. And then before you know it, the dominoes are dropping down and maybe, you could say, 20 degrees of separation from you by you inspiring someone you knew and they inspired someone they knew. And then that person, 20 degrees of separation from you, a total stranger, is doing something wonderful for them, for themselves, for the world, whatever it is. And so this, let's get back to, as you learn to drop your habits, you are discovering that inner voice of yours, that the big voice, I call it. And habits that end up with bad results. So you're seeing like old habits that are not good for you. You're going to go, well, that's not me anymore. So therefore, I am not going to partake in that idea that I've been partaking in for the past 20 years. It only has gotten me grief. And thank you, chat room. Love that, Jim. Wisdom is the memory of the soul. So powerful. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that compliment and comment. Thank you. So let's get, like when you start letting go of these old habits that do you wrong, you know, and you start like creating new habits that are allowing you to be, you could say, the better parts of you to come out, you're creating balance. And when you're creating more positive habits, you're creating wonderful events, creating, you could say, great relationships with people, wonderful things in your life. And wonderful events. And events could be you going to a concert, you going to your best friend's wedding, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But as you create these positive habits and let go of the old habits, you're creating wonderful, a whole wonderful side of you, a whole new side of you, and letting that to be expressed outwardly into the world. And this is, you could say, creating the power that is, you could say, a very positively, you could say, guide to the course of your life. This is the power that is very positively, you could say, positively guiding you the course of your life for the rest of your life from this moment on to when you make your passing, whenever that may be. It could be next year. It could be 100 years from now or 500 years from now. It doesn't matter the time. Excuse me, but here you are. And think about this. Every day that you're interacting with people, that you're having life and creating life, guess how many thoughts one has on the average? Well, 60,000 in one day. That's a lot of thoughts to have. And some thoughts could move you forward while others just keep you from your potential, from being that balanced human being, from having a positive effect on a friend. And of question is, how do you access this wisdom? Well, your brain is like, it's like Google on steroids. So let's put it that way. Your brain is like Google on steroids. What Google can do, you could say, is wonderful. But what your brain can do is far beyond Google. So all this information is always available to you in that beautiful brain of yours, in that conscious state of yours. Embrace that part of you. Embrace all that information is always available to you. That is accessing your wisdom. And through, you could say, acquired experience, knowledge, and intuition, all you have to do is ask a question. Because now you could say, what is intuition? Well, it's knowledge. It's your experiences. It's your psychic part of you. It's the foresight of you. It's also, the past of you and the present of you. So this information is available. All you have to do is ask the question, and your brain will search for the answer and give it to you. That's what's great about the brain, and your human brain. Ask the question, and the brain will go back in its memory banks and look for the answer. And all questions begin with who, what, why, when, and how. And the most important is what. I really believe that when you're asking your brain a question, what am I? What can I do to take stress out of my life? Because that's a good question. When you take stress out of your life, you're creating more balance in your life. Therefore, you could say stress will stop the flow. And what I mean by the flow, you may not get the answer when you're asking a specific question. And it's also about you. What you got to be specific here. Don't ask a general question. Be specific. Go right to, you could say, right to where you need to go. And when you do this, it leads you to solutions and awarenesses. And then you say the next step is when you have the solutions and awarenesses, well, guess what? You're creating joy, happiness inside because you just solved the problem you've been trying to solve for maybe a day, maybe a year, maybe a lifetime, maybe 10 lifetimes. And, you know, here you are being in a joyful state. And you're saying, what do I need to do to be happy? Well, that's easy. Just go where you need to go. And maybe being happy is going to a movie and laughing, or going to a comedy show and laughing, or going for a drive. You know, today is the equinox, the fall equinox, and now leaves are changing. The colors are beautiful right now. So it's time for you to maybe explore your neighborhood, your town, your place that you live. And here's another comment on the chat room. So we find balance when we live our true, authentic lives. Yes, very true. Very true. Thank you, Lynn, for that one. You do. You definitely do. And when you can say the true aspects of who you are comes out, that means you could say you're always in a balanced state because the true aspects are your balanced state. Now, there's also the effects of, well, what if I'm thinking negative thoughts, crappy thoughts, bad thoughts? Well, you could say, is that inner wisdom? No. But guess what the result is? You may not get what you want. Anything you want. Because you're back in the old way of being, the old way of doing, the old way of you. And by you creating this balanced state, you're letting go of old habits that bring you down. You're letting go of thoughts like, oh, I'll never succeed. I remember my mother saying I'll never be successful, or my son, or my brother, or whatever, or my uncle, or some stranger even said that to me once. Well, you know, just because they said it, it's not true. And by you recognizing the fact that they were wrong when they said it, you're releasing it right then and there. And therefore, you're creating balance in your life. And now you're creating success in your life. One step at a time here. And it's also, you could say the what question provides you with the opportunity to start you along the road of accessing your own beautiful inner wisdom. So ask what. Use what all the time. You could say, why is this? Why is that? Well, you can say ask why, but what is, you could say, gets to the crux of the matter. It gets to the place where you need to be. And, you know, by you asking what you're doing is, no pun intended there, you could say you're starting to understand the problem. Now you understand the problem, okay, then you move towards solving that problem. When you understand a problem that you've been faced with all your life, then you start solving that problem. It's no longer a problem. The solution is here. You fixed it. It's fixed. It's no longer, you could say, that part of you that creates anxiety because it creates fears or whatever that part of you that you let go. And so the next question is, what do you want in your life? The next question is, what do I want in my life? And maybe you have to ask that 10 times in order to get 10 different answers. But, or maybe you asked it 10 times to get the same answer. But when you're getting similar answers, guess what? You're on your way to creating balance with inside of you, that internal balance. And right here, right in the chat room, when we listen to our intuition, will it always lead us to balanced states? Yes, it will. When you trust who you are, because when you listen to your intuition, you're trusting who you are deep down inside. You're trusting who you are. And when you trust who you are, you're creating balance with inside of you. And so this is that what question is probably the most important question you could ask yourself. And for the best results, focus on, you know, you can focus on the solutions and move forward in your life. Because you just ask the question, what is my problem with this individual? Let's say it's a coworker. And then you go to sleep that night and you have a dream. And in your dream state, the answer comes to you. And then you wake up in the middle of the night, you write it down real quick. And then the solutions are there and it moves you forward. It propels you forward in life and therefore creating more balance inside of you. Things, you could say, as you create more balance inside of you, things that maybe once bothered you may not even bother you anymore. Because you're moving forward. And since you're always, you could say, in a state of moving forward, well, what was yesterday is no longer important. Because right now, the here and now is the important thing. And you creating, you could say, that future for you that is just going to kick butt. That you're going to have whatever you need when you need it. And by using what, you're accessing the wisdom. And by you changing one single thought, this can change the action you take. So by you asking that what question, you're accessing the wisdom, and by you changing one single thought, sometimes that's all it takes, is one thing you change, and then the change takes place. This change can take place very quickly. The change of action that you take and what you believe in will be accessed and manifested for you. How do you like that idea? You know, that suddenly when you're in this balanced state, your manifestation powers, that empowerment, because when you're in a balanced state, guess what? You are empowered. When you are empowered, guess what? You can have it all. It doesn't matter what it is. you know, let's say in this balanced state, you have a desire to accumulate large sums of cash. Go for it. But the question is, when you accumulate all this cash, what are you going to do with it? Are you just going to let it sit there? Are you going to use it for good, for the good of you, for the good of the world? You know, that's the thing. When you're in this balanced state, you can come to decisions here that is going to allow you to have what you want, anytime you want it, anywhere, any place. And another question is, what beliefs do I have? What beliefs do you have that is really stopping you from, you could say, forward motion? Do your beliefs move forward in a balanced way? Or does your belief system totally throw you off balance? Do your fears and assumptions, thoughts, you know, define who you are? Well, you know, if that's the case, you're really not in balance. Because if your fears and assumptions and thoughts are defining who you are, and they create, you could say, create discontent with inside of you, then you need to maybe work on one fear at a time. Let's say you have two fears or three fears. So you go with one fear at a time and you let it go. And maybe it might take you one time, maybe it might take you 1,000 times in this releasing process. So it's important that you could say, let me rephrase this. The things that feed your belief system feed your imagination, okay? Let me repeat that. The things that feed your belief system, your beliefs is who you are and how you live and how you act and how you respond to things, feed your imagination. So when you are, you know, feeding your belief system, your imagination is the part of this belief system, and now you're this deeply held beliefs are determining what you're going to make of any situation during any given time and any day. So what are your beliefs? Are they good beliefs? Are they worthy of keeping those beliefs? Because if they're not, and they just bring you down, they bum you out, then consider letting go of some of those beliefs. Just do it one at a time. You don't have to purge everything all at the same time. It may not work. So you just go one at a time. So you can create, you say, that balanced attitude that you can have it, like I said, anytime, anywhere, any place, whatever that may be you're looking for. Imagine what you could accomplish if you're willing to give up your beliefs that keep you down and unhappy. So yeah, imagine that, what you're capable of accomplishing when you release these beliefs that keep you down, that keep you low, that keep you unhappy, that keeps you questioning everything you do. This is not good. When you start questioning everything you're doing, you're letting go, you're holding on to the past and not creating a positive future or not creating a positive moment. And when you create new beliefs, it can lead you to unlimited possibilities. But my show is over, and I'd like to say to my producer, thank you, Ade. And I'd like to wish everyone a nice autumn equinox, since it's the first day of autumn today. And I'd like to say thank you to all the beautiful men and women listening to my show tonight. And believe in that you can be balanced, that you can create your world the way you want to by letting go just a few ideas, right? And ideas that are inside of you that keeps you from creating what you want, whatever that may be. But the next show up, since my show is over, the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva, a great cooking show. I recommend it highly. And also, please check me on my website. That's jimcolmar.com or remoteenergytherapy.com. And check me out on 12listen.com. I'm there during the week. I'm there periodically through the 7-day work week. So please check me out there. Until next week, remember, to create balance, there's only two things you have to want to create inside of you. That's peace and love. Until next week, that's all there is. Peace and love. Have a great week ahead, and we'll talk next week. Bye.
Christina LaFrance, and I'm so glad you tuned into 12radio.com. I am loving this show.